I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come
on. Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour launch pad limbo. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Boise to Baltimore, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
Hey, listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this morning, everybody, plenty of football. Lots to get into after week one of the NFL season. Two more games tonight to finish off opening weekend. But boy, where to begin? We will have Steve Weitz join us, NFL Network insider. He'll drop on by in approximately an hour and change from now. So hour number two, Steve Weitz is going to join us. Nick Foles, broken clavicle. Is the Jaguar season over? Minshew.
Oh, okay.
Are the Browns still losers? Are the Dolphins even trying? Is Jameis officially a bust? Are the Cowboys Super Bowl bound? All of that coming up this morning on the DA. I know you guys want to weigh in. I know. And that's why I want to offer you a toll-free phone number to dial me up and to tell me what you think. Questions, comments, concerns, complaints about week one of the NFL season. Here it is, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, easy enough, just hit me up, DA on CBS. But where else can we begin besides Foxborough, where the Patriots end up winning 33-3 over the Steelers, the most predictable outcome of the weekend. People that thought that the Steelers might somehow win that game, I mean, are you kidding? Have you ever watched Mike Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger play in Foxborough? It's always a mismatch. Always. So the Patriots winning easily, not that much of a story. The Patriots acquiring Antonio Brown over the weekend, now that's a story. AB was ineligible to play yesterday. He'll be eligible to play week number two for the Pats. Now, the Patriots were already the favorites to win the Super Bowl before acquiring Antonio Brown. Now they've got AB. So let's start here. Something bad will end up happening to the Patriots, okay? Because this is the way karma works. You can't escape it forever. And I am absolutely of the opinion that they tampered with the Raiders and with Antonio Brown. Now, I've got plenty of criticism for the Raiders. The Raiders, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, John Gruden, Mike Mayock, specifically Gruden, wanted to change the culture. They traded away two stars to do so, Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper, to clear cap space, to not spend money on veterans, to acquire draft picks, young players, etc. And then somehow they turned around and traded draft picks and spent money on an aging wide receiver. So for some reason, that entire game plan went out the window. And the Raiders look stupid now. And were stupid. I mean, they give up Antonio Brown onto the open market on the eve of the season when they could have suspended him for 4 games, 4 weeks, and made it a little harder for Antonio Brown to just kind of land it softly. Also, they could have tried to suspend him the entire season for conduct detrimental to the team and the organization. But instead, the Raiders kind of gift-wrapped Antonio Brown to an already tremendous team. But I am of the opinion that when Antonio Brown began banging pots and pans within the organization after Mike Mayock sent the letter, posting that on social media, threatening to fight Mike Mayock, apologizing to the team and then turning around and recording a phone call with John Gruden, posting that on social media, making the art film of the decade. Antonio Brown definitely was trying to get cut, knowing that the Patriots were there with money, a bag of money. And something bad will happen to the Patriots. It will happen because karmically you cannot continue to do these types of subversive types of things without them coming back to bite you the butt. Now, when will that happen? I don't know. Maybe it's when the dynasty book is written years from now. Maybe it's as soon as this season. I mean, we can only hope that Antonio Brown illegally records Bill Belichick as he admits how he cheats, or perhaps throws his helmet into the ACL of Tom Brady, perhaps rolls some type of car over top of Brady's foot or something, maybe threatens to fight Robert Kraft and call him a cracker or something. I mean, we could only hope that AB destroys the Patriots from within. But there's not a doubt in my mind the Patriots tampered, because within like 5 minutes of Antonio Brown being released, the Patriots had a bag of cash waiting for him. There was absolutely contact between the Patriots and Drew Rosenhaus as this was blowing up. And Antonio Brown, the reports over the weekend, I mean, how about this? AB sought advice from social media consultants on how to implode the Raiders. I mean, think about this. Antonio Brown wanted his quote-unquote freedom. We see the video of him screaming and yelling, freedom, 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 which is hysterical considering he opted to sign with the Raiders for $30 million guaranteed, and they let him do whatever he wanted and defended him every step of the way. But he is seeking freedom? But there's not a doubt in my mind, if Antonio Brown is seeking to destroy a relationship from within, he should probably not be rewarded with exactly the landing spot he wants and the money that he wants. And if I am the NFL, I am embarrassed by this. And yet here was the NFL. Upon Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots, tweeting out a photo of Antonio Brown in a Patriots uniform from their official NFL account that says, take a look at the newest member of the Patriots! Exclamation point. Promoting this. Now, I'm sorry, but I think the NFL should be incredibly embarrassed about this. This was a guy that opted to sign with the Raiders, was a complete and utter idiot the entire time, was defended every step of the way publicly by the Raiders, given a Brinks truck full of cash, decided to implode it from the inside, and was immediately rewarded with signing with the team that he wants to go to, the Super Bowl favorites, for a bunch of cash, and the NFL applauded. Something bad will happen one day to the Patriots. Who knows what that is, because you just simply cannot test fate and test karma this much for this long. But this is not a pretty situation. It is not, and people kind of considered AB to be entertainment, sheer entertainment, like it's wrestling. But ultimately, this was a guy that was given everything that he wanted and more, and still decided to implode it from within, calculatingly, and then was rewarded for doing so. Now, on the football side of things, does Antonio Brown guarantee a Patriots Super Bowl ring? It is where we begin your cold open.
Third and 10 now for Brady from the gun. White to his left at the Patriot 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots!
Yeah, no. I'll talk about the game. Players that are on our team, I thought they did a great job tonight offensively. We you know, had some balance and made some big plays, had a couple big throws down the field for touchdowns and big gains. So, you know, anytime you can get those explosive plays, that helps open things up.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Patriots radio hooping and hollering, and there is Bill Belichick after the game. I think the Patriots were already a phenomenal team with incredible defense and a great quarterback and a great head coach in the trashiest division ever. The Patriots were already Super Bowl favorites. This obviously helps them out a big deal, a great deal. And thanks for nothing, AFC East, because did you watch the rest of that division yesterday? The Dolphins quit as soon as the ball was kicked off. And the Bills and Jets were locked in one of the most gruesome games in recent memory. So 20 years of chasing the Patriots. Nice job, AFC East. You're not any closer than you were 20 years ago. I don't think it's a slam dunk that the Patriots win the Super Bowl because of the NFL, obviously. One bounce here, one missed field goal there, one fumble there, and things can go awry. But are the Patriots winning the division? Oh, of course. I mean, this is clearly a 14-2-esque team. Maybe it's a 16-0 type team. I tend not to bet on things like that, considering that they're so rare. And, you know, the Patriots easily could be 15-1, but not 16-0. And I'm not going to predict that they go 19-0. I don't think that's going to happen. But are they the best team in the NFL? Yeah. And this makes them even better. There's no guarantee Antonio Brown is on his best behavior all season long. I mean, AB is pretty erratic, so you can't guarantee that. But the Patriots are the best team in the NFL right now, adding Antonio Brown in a terrible division yet again, and they will absolutely host a playoff game. They'll absolutely be the one or the two seed. Ho-hum, yawn, it always happens. I don't think it guarantees them a Super Bowl, but obviously it makes them incredibly dangerous from even a new position and a new player and a new opportunity, a new gadget for Tom Brady to utilize, and it's going to be really hard to defend them. But again, what else is new? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And oh, by the way, Patriots fans, don't bother sending me the tweets of, you salty AF. I mean, of course, everybody in the league is salty. Everybody hates you. We all know this. You guys take a lot of pride and glee in being hated. So of course I'm salty. Everybody is salty. Nobody likes you. We all want you to go home. We all want terrible things to happen to the Patriots organization, but of course. Mraz, once you learn that Antonio Brown was signing with the Patriots, what was your immediate reaction?
This was all planned, and this sucks, and this is worse than Durant to the Warriors, and football season's ruined. All those thoughts came out within the first minute.
How planned do you think it was?
I personally feel like this, at the very least, went back to either Tom Brady taking that fake extension that's not guaranteed for next year and freeing up cap space to Antonio Brown's whole helmet saga at a minimum, and I personally think this goes for as far back as him wanting to be a Patriot to him leaving the Steelers week 17 trying to get his way out of Pittsburgh last year.
See, I can't see it being planned that far back, because why would you even bother signing a $30 million contract with the Raiders if you knew you weren't going to play for the Raiders? I mean, to me, that I don't think it goes back that far. I do think, though, that the last 3 or 4 days was angling to get himself out of Oakland, knowing that the Patriots were interested.
Sucks.
Number two, before this happened, did you think that the Patriots were definitely winning the Super Bowl?
No.
But you had picked them.
I picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl in hopes that maybe it would be a reverse jinx. But yeah, I picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl because I frankly didn't have trust in the Chiefs defense yet, and I don't think anybody else in the AFC is of those two teams' caliber.
Now you think it's a foregone conclusion?
I think for the first time in the entire Patriot era, we know the Patriots are winning the Super Bowl, and the NFL feels like what the NBA has felt like for the last 10 years.
Foregone conclusion. Cemented. Lock it up.
Cemented. I'll watch every week and enjoy, but the Patriots are winning the Super Bowl, and that's the end-all be-all.
And it ruined your football season.
Absolutely. My football season's down the drains. My team stinks anyway, but now even from a peak interest, who's going to get their scenario, you're just watching to see what NFC team is going to be dinner for the Patriots in the Super Bowl now.
855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. I know a lot of you guys obviously want to weigh in on the Antonio Brown situation as well as the rest of week one of the NFL. So that's why we're going to keep the lines open for you guys all morning long. We'll jump into your phone calls coming up here next. Also, I want to talk about the Browns because there was all this hype surrounding Cleveland coming into week number one and they fell flat on their face. Are the Browns actually just still losers like they've always been? We'll discuss that. Get into your phone calls here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
I'm never going to come on the King DA show and correct him. So I was just going to handle that myself and kind of move on quickly because I respect you too much, man.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Play fake. Mariota rolling right. They're going to screen it to Henry. Man is blocked in the flat. A lot of room. 30, 40, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, and
yes.
So,
yes.
No flags on the field. 75 yards! Touchdown! Titans!
How disappointing is it with all the excitement that was coming into this first game, with all the offseason excitement that you guys had to go out there and to lose the way you guys did today?
Loss is always disappointing. I don't really care what's going on the outside. We lost and we expected to win.
Titans radio on the call. Baker Mayfield after the embarrassment by the Titans. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, full episodes of the DA show are available everywhere the podcasts are available. That is on radio.com, on iTunes, as well as our website, cbssportsradio.com. You can also ask the pros today. Pick a question, any question. Be listening later on to the show. We'll answer it. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet at me, DA on CBS, and think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, Browns fans have not wanted to hear it, but all offseason I have said that I don't think the Browns are nearly as good as the credit that they're getting or the expectations that there are. And I understand how thirsty that city is for a winner. 30 years is a long time between division titles. It's been 30 years, 1989. How many of our listenership wasn't even born the last time that the Browns won the then AFC Central, not even the AFC North? It's a wonderful sports city. It's a great fan base. Probably, well, it is. It's a better fan base than the organization deserves. But all along, I thought that this hype, this excitement over this team going deep into the playoffs, winning the division, was so meaningless and empty. They went 7-8-1 last year. 7-8-1, which is a remarkable achievement following 0-16. But you'll never find me pick a team that was sub-500 to win the division before they've ever had a winning season. It wasn't like the Browns went 7-8-1 last year, the year before were 10-6. It wasn't like they went 7-8-1 last year but had three or four winning years prior to that. This was a team that was 0-16, 7-8-1, had been a disaster for the better part of this century. Since they came back as the new Browns, they've been a disaster. And people seemingly just decided overnight, well, they've got all the pieces, they'll put it together. They don't even have the same coach as last year. We have no idea whether Freddie Kitchens can coach. None. None. And people wanted to assume that because it was Baker, and because they added Odell Beckham, they had talent on the roster that, well, it would work. Who could guarantee that? Who could predict that? I was never optimistic about that. And I've talked about this. I think the Browns could be 8-8 or 9-7 and be significantly better than last year. But 8-8, 9-7 is not going to make the playoffs more than likely. What we saw yesterday was a really sloppy Browns team. Really sloppy. And a team that lost its cool. That had multiple guys get unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. We saw a team lack any type of discipline. And we saw Baker Mayfield, when they fell behind, not be comeback kid, but try to do too much and throw three interceptions. We have no idea whether Freddie Kitchens is a good head coach. None, because he's never done it. He's a folksy guy, spins a yarn, has some good quotes. People like that. I don't buy it. It doesn't matter to me whether you're a good interview. What matters to me is whether you can coach, and we don't know. And the early return was that Freddie Kitchens didn't have this team ready at all. And that pressure is going to mount on this team if they're not very good. I thought that was just such a disaster for the Browns to open up. A disaster. And oh, by the way, you know, the Titans are a pretty fundamentally sound team that just thumped you. And the Titans deserve a lot of credit. Everyone's going to talk about how bad the Browns were. The Titans deserve credit for doing what they needed to do. But all this expectation of the Browns was always so premature. Hank tweets, personally, I don't think the NFL gives a rat's you-know-what about optics, DA. They know the average fan isn't even a little bit bothered by the AB saga. Probably right. Probably right. That most NFL fans will just simply lap up the excitement, the Kool-Aid of the NFL, and kind of ignore the fact that this was tampering, collusion, what have you, where a player tried to find ways to get released so that he could land at a more desirable team and did so within 5 minutes. To me, it's a really bad look for the NFL because what does it prevent any player now from doing the same thing? I don't like the situation. I don't like the coach or the GM or the money that I make. Who cares? I will now create such a ruckus. I will be the worst possible employee because I've got contact with another team that I want to go to and I'll land there. I think it's a really reprehensible type of thing that the league will probably not want to delve into publicly, but I think that privately, other GMs and other owners have got to be looking at this like, wait, what? I mean, the Raiders, and they have their own dysfunction, gave Antonio Brown $30 million guaranteed. That's it. We just want you to play wide receiver for us. We're going to defend you every step of the way. All of your antics, all of your idiocy, we're going to defend. The Raiders defended him to the hilt. And what were they rewarded with? Him trying to blow up the organization, illegally taping his head coach's phone conversation with him, threatening to fight the GM publicly, just so he could steer himself to a different team, which he definitely, or his agent, had conversations with, knowing that he would land there. I mean, when he is released, he screams for joy, as you see in this video. How did he know that he had not just punted $30 million? How did he know that he was going to have a pot of money waiting for him? Because, of course, the Patriots reached out, and of course, they helped steer this. And I think you'd be delusional not to think that the Patriots probably offered some ideas on how to get released. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. As I said, our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Jeffrey's next up in Ohio, listening on 1240 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
What's up, bud?
Oh, man, I can't understand why you want to say that something bad should happen to New England because they picked up Antonio Brown. I don't understand. I mean, I didn't want no one else to pick him up myself. I wanted him to sit out a whole year, but Carolina could have picked him up. Arizona could have picked him up.
Well, he would have to sign, you know, there. Well, he became a free agent.
Right, but I'm just saying, I mean, why everyone going to get mad now because New England snatched him up first? What if Carolina? Carolina need a receiver better than bad. Well, they would have snatched him up. Then what would everybody been saying?
Jeffrey, if he wants to go to the Patriots, how can you say the Panthers could have snapped him up? I mean, he chose to go to the Patriots.
Wouldn't you want to play for the best team in the NFL?
Sure, why not? Sure, but
New England is the best team in the NFL. My son's a New England Patriot, Aaron Wells. He told me on to England. I love New England. In the last five years, many stars they have besides Tom Brady.
I'm sorry.
They haven't had one.
Jeff.
So how are they winning so much when all the other teams got talent? Like the Golden State,
well, Jeff,
they had talent.
Hey, Jeff.
They was winning.
Okay, all right. I mean, they're obviously really well coached. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think we know why the Patriots win all the time. I don't know if you're breaking any news there. Andrew Bogish, what was your reaction when you learned that AB had signed with the Patriots?
I mean, all of that happened, what, in like 7 minutes, I feel like?
Basically.
I mean, mostly disgust, to be honest. I mean, the whole thing is just disgusting from top to bottom. It's overshadowing an even worse thing in the Chiefs extending Tyreek Hill, which I'm assuming they had meetings about. Like, how long should we wait until the child abuse investigation ended before we announce this long-term deal with this guy? But I just, and I'm with Sean, I don't know about the specifics, but I'm all in on this being significant conspiracy theory, going back weeks, knowing this, knowing that, doing it on purpose. I don't feel bad for the Raiders at all. They knew what they were signing up for. I wouldn't have been surprised if John Gruden was okay with the call being recorded because they knew they were going to get out of this. And anything here is on the table to get this all orchestrated, to get this all done, to get them off the hook financially, to get him out of town and get him to New England. They all should be ashamed of themselves.
You think the Raiders should be ashamed or the Patriots should be ashamed?
Everybody. Anyone that's touched this, him, Drew Rosenhaus, the Patriots, the Raiders, there are no victims in all of this. There's no sympathy in me for anybody involved in this. Oakland traded for this guy, knowing he was a knucklehead. He became a knucklehead. And now, they should owe him every last cent, not because he deserves it, but because they should not have a catapult, a parachute out of this when maybe not this fast, but we could have seen, everyone saw some kind of divorce coming. So they should not have any way to get out of this, just like the Chiefs have no way to get out of anything that happens with Tyreek Hill down the road.
So you think that the Patriots schemed to get Antonio Brown?
I mean, you just said it. They had to know that there was a landing spot to put all of these different things into motion, because $30 million is too much to gamble on. They're not that dumb. They're not that risky. They had to know, as we all did, within seconds of him being free, that he would go somewhere, and that somewhere was New England. Whether whoever else was legitimately involved or not, we don't know, but they had to know that there was a place for him to end up, which is why they could do all the stuff they did to force the Raiders' hands to get him out.
And Mraz brings up an interesting point about the Fugazi-Tom Brady extension, which saved them money this year on the salary cap, right?
Right, and we didn't know where that money was going to. Free agency had ended.
It was supposed to be an emergency slush fund or something like that.
Right, which has kind of been the way all of his extensions have gone. Like, he has left money on the table, but all of these under-market contracts have all been designed to create money for them as well in the short term.
So on that point, Antonio Brown knows there's $30 million waiting for him as long as he's active for week one of the NFL season. He's just got to be active for week one of the NFL season, essentially, to get that pot of gold. And he begins doing everything in his power to not be eligible for week one. Right. I mean, he's trying to get suspended for week number one, knowing that there's $30 million there. How many NFL teams have money still left for this season on the salary cap? Almost none of them. I mean, you pay essentially what you need to pay to build the roster for week one of the NFL season. Almost nobody has money left over right now.
And because there is a floor too, right, Sean? I mean, there's a certain number have to spend. So you can't have spent $50 million and have 80 sitting there. You've got to spend, like, I think it's 80% of the cap.
Correct. And those teams that do have a lot of cap space are usually the really bad teams or the Patriots.
Well, the Dolphins.
Or the Giants. The Giants, up until Nate Solder reworked, had the least amount of cap space, and they're terrible.
But, for instance, the Jets had some caps. But, you know, teams have cap space, but they're usually the teams that you think are going to stink, except for the Patriots.
Yeah.
So almost no team has the flexibility to give Antonio Brown the money that he would want, that it would be worth it for him to try to punt on $30 million except the Patriots.
Because he's also not taking he's not taking $15 million from the Cardinals or random teams. He's not going to put himself in a worse situation in terms of wins and losses too. So that even tightens the field.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no way Antonio Brown is actively trying to give away $30 million unless he knows there's a bag of money from a contender like the Patriots. The Patriots had to have had significant conversations letting Drew Rosenhaus know exactly how much money there was if he shoots his way out of town.
Or even if he is crazier than we think he is, Drew Rosenhaus steps in and goes, dude, you got to give me 2 weeks. Like, don't mess this up now.
Just stay active.
But he's hook, line, and sinker. He's right there side by side posting pictures of sitting on the side of the road negotiating deals. And, you know, he's got his T-shirt on everywhere he goes, his RSR shirt. They're all in it. It's all one big little mini conspiracy.
Extraordinarily subversive, all of this. And luckily, it's only sports. But in terms of the competitive balance of this NFL and for the integrity of contracts or just you know, making sure that you can't, as an opponent, actively try to blow up another team's locker room. I mean, this is really an ugly, ugly look for the NFL. We'll come back with more of your phone calls at 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. But also, we want to talk about Lamar Jackson and an amazing day yesterday for the second-year quarterback for the Ravens. What stops Lamar Jackson looking like that? That was really impressive. We'll talk about it. We'll also get back into the AB stuff. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
They put the glucose in my blood, Damon. Come on. Those cells are there. You know how hard a battle it is? It's uphill all the time.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That glucose.
Oh, okay.
45 minutes past the hour. Happy Monday, everybody. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. It was fun to be on Sunday Morning Football yesterday. That's how we do it, 10 until noon Eastern time every single Sunday. We discuss what happened in college football on Saturday and then preview NFL Sunday every single week. Sunday Morning Football right here on CBS Sports Radio, hashtag no days off. Couple of college football notes from the weekend. My God, Michigan. Jim Harbaugh was supposed to usher in this tough version of the Wolverines built in his mold. Big Ten from the 70s and 80s. We're going to bring it back. Michigan had a bunch of would-be NFL players on the field against Army, which had a bunch of would-be aeronautic engineers on the field. And Army won the line of scrimmage. And Coach Munkin's done an amazing job with that program. Amazing. And one of my favorite Nomad episodes I've done was going to Army to see a football game last fall because West Point is gorgeous. On the shores of the Hudson River, just absolutely breathtakingly beautiful, especially in the fall. But there is no excuse for Michigan to lose the line of scrimmage. They basically outweighed everybody in the Army offensive line or defensive line by 50 to 75 pounds per guy, sometimes probably more, and they got pushed around. That was, I don't care if it was a win or not for Michigan. That was humiliating. And oh, by the way, okay, you're trying to all these spread concepts with Shea Patterson. That's probably not the game to do it. You can just line up and impose your will because how physically superior you are at basically every position. Army could have won with a game-winning field goal as time expired. That, my friends, is not a Michigan team that's going to be able to beat Ohio State this year. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Time for your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Mike Tomlin. Antonio Brown is now a member of the Patriots. What do you think?
I'm not specifically worried about anything relative to Antonio Brown. I'm worried about the guys in that locker room and the quality of our execution and what we did or didn't do. Antonio's been off our team for a number of months. We moved on from that stuff in March.
Now, I think that's a good answer for Mike Tomlin. He needs to move on from AB. No reason to be rehashing AB stuff. But what Tomlin needs to figure out is why he can never beat the Patriots in Foxborough, why he's completely outclassed when he goes to Foxborough, and why this Steelers team looked so dreadful last night. And I don't quite know the answer besides they just always lose in Foxborough. But, I mean, they were not ready in any facet to win last night's game. Syracuse head coach Dino Babers and the Orange took a butt whip into the hands of Maryland over the weekend.
Well, this is definitely humble pie. I mean, if I don't know what it tastes like, it probably tastes exactly the way I feel right now. So we'll go home, and we're still family, and we'll work on us, and hopefully the season will recover, and we'll be happy with what happens at the end of this when this is all done with the results.
I'm a huge Dino Babers fan. But that defense looked absolutely nightmarish, giving up 60-plus to Maryland over the weekend. And they think they're going to slow down Clemson coming up Saturday night? I mean, yikes. Clemson? Clemson's going to come in and you gave up 60 to Maryland? Not only that, but Tommy DeVito, the quarterback of the Syracuse Orange, who's supposed to be, he was a four-star recruit, Dino's first big-time recruit that he landed. I mean, has looked really average in these two games as a starter. So originally, I thought that Clemson might have a game at the Carrier Dome. It's always kind of a tough place to play. Clemson's lost up there before. Syracuse played really tough against them at Death Valley last year. But the way that this is shaping up, this is like a Clemson 40-point win coming up on Saturday. And finally, Lamar Jackson with an enormous day yesterday as the Ravens ripped a hole through the Dolphins from the opening kickoff.
Not bad for a running back. But, yeah, offensive line did a great job. I barely had pressure. Receivers did a great job of getting open, catching the ball, scoring a touchdown. That's what it's all about, and that's what we did today.
It's a good line. Not bad for a running back because everybody's been calling him a running back. And yesterday he just torched the Dolphins. Final score, 59-10. And coming up at the top of the hour, we will delve further into the mess that is the Miami Dolphins. But big ups to Lamar Jackson. I certainly have my questions about Lamar as a passer, about him being able to evolve in the NFL away from being a runner. And yesterday, he looked great. I mean, the touch, the flick off his wrist and those deep balls was a thing of beauty. They absolutely have a huge playmaking wide receiver in Marquise Brown. He looked great yesterday. I mean, what? He had four catches for a 147, two enormously long touchdowns. They were great. I mean, the Ravens really were great. I don't know how much of that is that the Dolphins are that bad, but Lamar Jackson deserves credit. He looked really good yesterday. Back to the phones. Aaron's next up. He's in Harrisburg, PA, listening to 96.5 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how you doing, DA?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You got to beat me up one time.
You got it.
Hey, I love that sound. All right, a couple things I want to talk about. So, I'm an avid Vikings fan. Now, our offense looked good. You know, Kirk Cousins, he only threw about 10 passes or so. It was definitely a very conservative game for him. But our run game looked amazing, and our defense looked especially good. Now, you know, Julio, he just signed his new deal. I was hoping that it wasn't going to happen until after he played this, but once again, Xavier Rhodes shut him down pretty well. Now, do you guys still have the Packers or Bears pick to win the division? Now, they had a terrible game on Thursday.
So, Aaron, let me jump in there. The Vikings played great. They played great. I mean, the Falcons were just turds yesterday. Really awful, gutless disasters, the Falcons. You wait all year. You have all of that talent. You have all this urgency, and you play like that. I mean, truly despicable effort from the Falcons yesterday. But the Vikings, how amazing is it that the Vikings can dominate that entire game, lead 28-0 at one point in time, and Kirk Cousins throws 10 total passes? I don't think Cousins threw a pass in the fourth quarter. And I think he only threw two passes after halftime, if I'm not mistaken. Four?
Three passes in the third quarter, none in the fourth.
He threw three passes after halftime, and the Vikings dominated that entire game. Hugely impressive what they did on the ground. They ran for a 172. And if the Vikings play great defense and run the football like that, yeah, Kirk Cousins actually can win because he doesn't have to do anything. William's next up in Massachusetts, listening to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Will. Will, you there?
Yep. That's me.
Yeah, Will, you're up. What's up, bud?
Honestly, I was just going to talk about the AB thing. I really don't think he's going to be as influential on the Patriots as he would have been in Oakland. Simply because based on, like, last night's game alone, right? Dorsett, Burkhead, everybody was catching passes. Seven different receivers caught a pass. You have multiple people rushing. I know it's going to be definitely a step up for a target for Tom Brady, but, I mean, there's no way. I don't see him being as influential in New England as I do in Oakland.
Well, I mean, that's, to me, semantics. Yes, there was far less talent for Derek Carr to throw to aside from AB in Oakland. Brady has Edelman. Brady has Gordon. Brady has a strong ground game. Yes, there's probably not as many touches for AB in Foxborough, but you know, does it make an already dynamite team even better? Absolutely. And Antonio Brown does something that I think is going to be perfect for that offense, and that is giving Tom Brady a guy that can take short passes and create big plays out of them. And the fact that Gronk is retired, to add Antonio Brown as a red zone weapon where Edelman can get muscle, but AB is so good with body control in the air, so good with foot control, so good with his hands, that for a red zone target, you know, you couldn't find a much better one if he's able to keep his head straight on. More on the Dolphins debacle and your phone calls coming up straight ahead at the top of the hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.